Male athletes long have used their fame and wealth to attract women. But commentator Frank DeFord says the sexual behavior of today's athletes seems to be deteriorating.
Athletes have always been perceived as ladies' men. They were the modern version of the strong and silent cowboy. The vision of the star quarterback standing with his arm around the beautiful strawberry blonde cheerleader is embedded in our romantic mythology. Likewise, it's always been understood that, on the road, athletes are tomcats. Oh yeah, booze and broads. That was the athletic liturgy. But the playing around used to be framed in a comic, almost antic fashion. How many knee-slapping tales were told of the handsome hero who could carouse to the wee hours, stagger back to the hotel with a gorgeous prize, then somehow emerge sleepless and hungover, only to lead his team to victory. Jim Boughton's accounts in his memoir, Ball 4, 30 years ago, of ballplayers drinking and philandering may have shocked the more guileless fans at the time, but even then the players' nocturnal hijinks struck more of a fraternity house chord. Boys will be boys. Unless, of course, you were married to one of the boys. Obviously, the sex lives of athletes was never quite so benign as the pleasant legends had it. But still, at some point in recent years, something changed. Rakishness turned into ravishment. Hardly a week goes by, it seems, without some pro or college star being hauled up on some brutal charge against a woman. It's risky to try to explain this simply, but certainly part of this sorry trend can be accounted for by the fact that athletes are now given so much and forgiven so much, and from so early on, that they become imbued with a sense of entitlement previously only found with royal princes of the realm. After a while, it's hard to believe that anybody will turn you down, particularly any woman. Yet while there is a lot of bemoaning about the athletes' violence toward women, has it affected the popularity of any sport, especially the NBA, where misconduct of all kinds appears most abundant? Well, when you hear fans complain about sports today, the complaints deal with ticket prices and the players don't care that much and they're not loyal to their team and they make too much money. But never do I hear anybody say, well, I don't want to go to games because those guys are pigs. In the extreme case of Mike Tyson, the box office appeal even seems to have increased since his rape conviction. Did revelations about Michael Jordan's nasty extramarital affair affect his popularity? In other words, the lesson we keep hearing is that what athletes do, no matter how awful, that doesn't involve their sport, doesn't matter. In this latest case, most of the speculation has revolved around whether or not Kobe Bryant's endorsement contracts would be damaged by his admitted adultery or a possible guilty verdict on the charge of sexual assault. Nobody is much bothered to contemplate if his behavior would have any adverse effect on the NBA's popularity. Evidently, products are more sensitive than fans. Until we see evidence to the contrary, we can continue to assume that how pro athletes treat women is simply not germane, so long as they treat the games we love with respect and devotion.
The comments of Frank DeFord, the senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.